Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Runnels. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Fitzgerald. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Wayne Terwilliger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Porterfield. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Bob Porterfield. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting third. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Harry Aganis. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Consolo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost takes first base on ball four. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Busby moves to second. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers takes first base on ball four. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards second. Terwilliger scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Harry Aganis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganis takes first base on ball four. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Hatton reaches second base with a double. Aganis moves to third. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo takes first base on ball four. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wilbur scoops up the ball and tags Porterfield for the out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a line drive into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Williams moves to third. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Jensen reaches second base with a double. Williams scores. Goodman scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Aganez strikes out. Fitzgerald drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Aganez out. There goes Jensen. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hatton is walked intentionally. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilbur hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jensen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Porterfield. Hatton moves to second. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Consolo hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Vollmer hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Wilbur settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Wilbur. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0-for-1 in the game. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Parnell for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-2 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Terwilliger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0-for-1 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0-for-1 in the game. Terwilliger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Porterfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porterfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Porterfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Aganez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Wilbur hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-2 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Consolo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sievers. Consolo reaches second base with a double. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 2 in the game. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Porterfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Consolo moves to third. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Consolo scores. It's 4 to nothing, Red Sox. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Vollmer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Jensen. Vollmer reaches second base with a double. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 0 for 2 in the game. Fitzgerald hits a line drive towards first. Aganez reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jensen hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Aganez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aganez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aganez hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Runnell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Terwilliger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terwilliger is 0 for 2 in the game. Terwilliger hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Umflett pinch hits for Bob Porterfield. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 3 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Camilo Pasquale now pitching. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Consolo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 0 for 3 in the game. Parnell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Sievers hits a pop-up towards short. Consolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vollmer takes first base on ball 4. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Washington Senators, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.